Nothing wrong. We'll go to the Nothing Wrong with this department. It's 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Nothing wrong with the deals today from the Queen of Cheap, Outback Steakhouse in the Focus, Barnes & Noble, and more. We don't get paid to do this other than your loyalty, your love, your affection.
That's right.
Your focus on how wonderful we are. You don't mind me saying so myself. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen Cheap. She's in the fold. Jennifer is here and Richie is here and you're here. Okay, so if those of you who've been frustrated by not being able to find a job would like some inspiration, I got an idea for you.
We need
ready?
It. All right. Yes. Okay.
New York Times over the weekend went through a list of recent retirees. These people are no longer working, and so maybe an opportunity for you to apply for their job. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
The former chairman of Burger King was sent into retirement last week. He got a $49.9 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Retirement package.
He did?
Yeah.
Now, is that the guy that was actually the king that they retired?
I'm not sure, but it went for 50, that kind of dough.
I'd wear that dumb costume.
So you should be applying. Apply for that job. Burger King has a vacancy now. The guy who ran it retired. So they need a new chief, a new king at Burger King. Right, what did Leonardo DiCaprio say on the bow of...
I'm the king of the world!
Yeah. I'm the king of the world!
I'm the king of the burgers!
Yes. All right, so let's see who else retired last week. The lady who was running Yahoo got fired. Her name was Carol Bartz. She made the news because in order for her to be fired, she demanded and got a $21 million retirement package. She was retired. I suppose fire, retire, what's the difference, right? Let's see here. Hewlett-Packard's got a new opportunity for those who want to be in the main driver's seat there, fellow who retired, Leo Opthetker. O-P-O-T-H-E-K-E-R.
Okay.
Would you pronounce
that?
That's
quite a name.
Yeah. Got $13 million to move aside.
So, boss, if we retire, how much will you give us?
Here's $1.50. Don't spend it all in one place.
So, severance pay and retirement pay. Let's see here. A lot of people think that people who are sent along are getting... This is the average person who's running a company who gets severed, as it were, gets the equivalent of 572 weeks of severance pay. All right? Let's see. There are a couple of people. The guy that ran the Bank of New York got fired. He got 992 weeks of pay. Severance pay and retirement pay. How about that? Severance, I'm looking at, if you go to about.com, there's a guide there of what's happened to people who have been severed and or fired. It's pretty interesting. The only reason I bring it, I'm not much on this class warfare stuff. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I think it's really destructive. And the only people who gain from this are the people who are trying to make political hay out of it. Not in your best interest, or actually anybody's best interest, to separate us this way. I think there are a lot of things that we can do to bring ourselves together, and the cheap shots that are taken by cheap shot politicians to try to, the millionaire pay thing and all that other garbage, and many things that happen in various union movements. I just think they're all very destructive to the overall survival of our country. And you would learn that, or you would know that, if you were taking civics. Because the civic classes that I took when I was in school, and I'm guessing probably everybody but Jennifer. Jennifer, did you have civics classes?
No.
No. Richie, you had civics classes, though, right?
We did.
You're on the cusp of that. Right. The question has been put forth by a number of people looking into civics. I'm one of these guys who has been talking about it for a long time because I think it is the major problem in our country. We don't understand how the country is run.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't understand why these teachers who used to teach this stuff don't teach it any longer. So I nosed around a little bit and found out that I found a teacher who was a former social studies teacher, taught political science, history, that sort of thing, and government. She actually started teaching cultural anthropology. That is, where did we all, how did this all
I
come to be?
I loved that class.
Cultural anthropology is a fascinating look at the melting pot, mm-hmm. which has become a mosaic.
I thought the most fascinating thing are the cultures that were just discovered like 3 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's just bizarre.
It's tribal. It's understanding the tribes. Well, that's really what it is. We're all tribal.
Right.
We got the white tribe, the black tribe. We've got the Muslim tribe, the Christian tribe. We've got the Republican tribe. We've got the Democratic tribe. We got the blonde tribe. We got the black-haired tribe. We have the tall tribe. We got the short tribe. We have the fat tribe. We got the skinny tribe. You get
but
it?
I want to know about the blonde tribe.
The blonde tribe. There are bottle blonde tribes, and there are real blonde tribes. We got those
two. Okay, now I know which one I belong to.
Yeah,
okay.
I do too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's really pretty interesting to put the pieces together of all of this, but we're not going to know it if we're not taught it in schools. And so this lady who is a New Yorker makes a great, she wrote an op-ed piece in the I think it was the New York, it was either the Daily News or the New York Times, I'm not sure which. And she does a very effective job talking about what her students know and what they don't know in terms of, like, the president. Everybody knows the president's name. But they don't know how the president's elected. They don't know about the primary system. Now, I don't want to go through all the things they don't know. All I would like to do is have you who are parents, instead of being so focused on the sports that your children play, that's all cool and it's all good and it's laudable that you are as involved as you are. But how involved are you in what the children are learning when they're in school? Never mind what they're doing after school. How involved are you in, if you have a K-12 student, does it incorporate civics and civil and human rights into their curricula? If it does not, you are doing your children a disservice. The U.S. system of education has systematically over the past 10 years or 12 years, this is how really cynical this is. You know, they talk about no child left behind and all this other foolishness that was a big government grab for union pay hikes and all that other stuff, and that's all it is. But what are you giving your children for knowledge? And I don't mean this to sound like I'm not here to lecture, and I don't want it to sound like I'm a college professor or something, but I remembered as a teenager going to school in the 60s and thinking how cool it was. I loved civics classes, government classes, political science classes. I majored in it at Heidelberg, and it has taught me a great deal about the basics of how our country is operated. And that's why I'm so offended. I'm not offended by kids that don't know how the system works, but I'm offended by people thinking that they can complain and they don't vote or they don't understand how the system works. And one of the first
that
things...
That frustrates me to pieces.
Yeah, isn't it? Ugh. It really is frustrating.
In fact, if I find out, it's really hard for me when I find out someone close to me doesn't vote.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Weird.
But they don't understand that it isn't just the vote in November, but it's the primary starting
oh
in...
Oh, my gosh.
What is
anyone,
it, January, February of next year? So the
I'll
primary
even go
start.
Vote if it's just one, you know, county measure
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, I vote in every election, local, state, national. Right. So the national assessment of educational progress, the nation's report card, only 2% of high school seniors last May or June could answer a simple question about the U.S. Supreme Court Brown versus Board of Education decision. That's because most of the educational standards ignore our civil rights history. This is an important part of our history as well. And one of the reasons that we don't have, in some cases, people who have respect for those who are different tribes is because we don't understand what the tribes have been through. We don't understand what the tribes are all about. And therefore, we are ignorant. I'm not saying we have a bunch of ignoramuses in our country. We have people who are ignorant. And folks don't like, that's not one of those pleasant words. Ignorance is a tough word. It's a bad, I think it's a bad word. But it's a word that applies. If you don't know about something as important as this, and we're not saying, this is not about fault, but it is something that needs to be corrected, don't you think? And if you don't know because you didn't get it in school, how about you do some work on your own? Mm-hmm. If you're a curious sort. Is that too much to ask? Don't we have a lot at stake here? It would seem to me we do. So I just found that business about, you hear me talking about civics all the time and learning about how the system works. One of the things we ought to demand, and more activists, you know, you see what's going on Wall Street. Roberta, you've been, I'm sure, watching this closely, being a New Yorker. Last 3 weeks, there have been protests all up and down Wall Street.
Oh, my goodness,
yes. Yeah. Well, they protest.
And it's wonderful. The whole system. The whole system is just flawed and broke and corrupt. And
this is how it gets fixed. You're going to see more and more of these. Unless there's a fix to the unemployment problem, unless there's a fix to the job situation, you're going to see more and more of these. That's what really started the problem in Egypt and in Syria and in Lebanon, is because there are no jobs. We have, and that's what the Saudi king is all worked up about. Here's one of the richest countries in the world. They got a 40% unemployment rate. Many of these Middle Eastern countries, 40, 50, 60% of the people don't have a job. What the hell do you think they're going to do with their time? What I want to know is, if they don't have a job, how do they get the cell phones?
And the, and the internet and
everybody,
the laptops.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so it's just fascinating.
This morning stocks are just tanking in Europe because of they feel that Greece might go into default.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a whole global situation.
And the Germans have been trying to fix the Greek, not just the Germans, but there have been people in all of Europe trying to fix the problems in Greece. And what they have, the reason that Greece is in the trouble it is because the country itself was on the dole. And they figured it was easier for people not to work. The government kept paying people not to work. That's what happens. In this country, it's the same thing. People are being paid not to work. The incentive is, I'm looking for somebody to work part-time in the dairy store as sort of a manager. You think I go find somebody? We have almost 10% unemployment. And finding
and still
somebody,
nobody comes in. Have you put an ad out?
Yeah, well, we have to go to certain, I mean, you don't just, I've gone to actually a couple of stores, and put these things up on the bulletin board. Stores where, like Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, where it's likely you can find somebody who are doing these things. They want to work part-time. I don't want to take them away from their full-time job. And a lot of people looking for extra money. But it just seems, it's so frustrating that you hear all these stories about unemployment. And I hear over and over again from some of my other friends, most of my friends are in business for themselves. You know, I'm from that circle, if you will, people who are entrepreneurs, people who have their own businesses. And they say over and over again how frustrating it is because they can't find people to go to work. Well, what are they all doing? They're all collecting. And if they can't collect, they protest that they can't collect rather than protest the fact that there isn't the job around, which there are. There are tons of jobs around. So we're doing in America what has caused the problem in Greece, Roberta. And if we don't wake up to it through civics lessons and other things that are a part of what ought to be a good educational system, then we go down the same road as they go down. And then, you know, you wipe it clean and start all over again. So there's a lot of food in the Food for Thought bin this morning. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. The SIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I want to hear it. I don't have to fear it. Just like way back in the days of old, how magnificently we will fold into the misting.
Most of you have been listening to me over the years with regularity know that I'm a big fan of Van the Man. Ken Morrison may be one of the most creative and clever is the right word. But certainly connected, clever and connected, would you say that? It's connected to what people's emotions are about. A romance being one of them. You consider yourself to be a romantic, Roberta?
I think I'm a realistic romantic.
Okay. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to put it. Because, you know, romantic, it's an unrealistic concept. So if you're going to be romantic, you have to be realistic.
Yeah, I don't know if it's unrealistic. It's not long-lasting. That may be, huh? Is that?
It's like infatuation.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can go too crazy with the romance, and then you just have to laugh and go, ew, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
A little bit of romance always good for everybody.
Yeah. All right. Richie, you think you're a romantic?
I have my moments.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I always think it's interesting to imagine someone that you know, whether male or female, in a romantic moment. Imagine, just, you know, in your mind, let it wander a little bit. That's all. That's the exercise. Use your imagination, as I'm big on that.
I always think about Rich in a romantic moment.
Really? When you're in a romantic moment, you think about Rich? Good for you. We don't have enough romance. Romance we need more of. Happiness, is romance equal to happiness, or happiness equal to romance? Which comes first there, the chicken or the egg? Happiness leads you to be more romantic, or does romantic feeling make you feel happier? Which is the first in that? There's a short trail there, but
I think it can be both, actually. I think romance can bring you into happiness, but I think you probably ultimately have to be happy to enjoy romance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Really?
That's deep, huh?
It is very. Whether or not. Oh, speaking of romance, actually, Richie has been fascinated with the Demi Moore Ashton Kutcher thing. And so there's an odds maker who's taking bets on who his next squeeze will be.
Yeah, apparently they're gambling on who they think, if he is cheating on Demi, who they think he's cheating with.
Yeah.
And was it Scarlett Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson.
8-1
yeah,
odds.
She was the big winner. Yeah.
8-1.
Isn't she busy with Sean Penn, though?
Yeah, how busy can you be with him?
Ugh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be very busy.
Yeah, he's just dirty. Right? I mean, how would you... I don't know. Does that sound very prejudicial, doesn't it, for me?
Not really. Okay. It's just truth. You're just speaking truth, sir.
I hope to. I'm big when it comes to the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Good day. Time is 27 past the hour.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and let's celebrate, then pursue. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. Okay, we've achieved something. We actually hit our goals. Let's go out there and let's celebrate. And let's really bring everybody together to share in that celebration. Okay, celebration's over. Let's go ahead and pursue something else. Many times in life, when we achieve something, we don't celebrate enough. Or we celebrate too much and then don't go any further in pursuing something else. Life is a continuous journey. Achievement is a continuous journey. We just don't want to win once. We want to win every time. But we want to make sure to celebrate each and every achievement, each and every milestone. Take a list. Take a list of what you want to pursue. Take a list of when you want to achieve that goal. And then when you hit it, celebrate it. And then look for another one. We continue to journey. We continue to grow. We continue to prosper. And let's have fun doing it. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the scooter store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. It's Monday, October the 3rd, 2011. The Today's Show section at DougStephan.com has got a story about an invasion of hairy, crazy ants moving through Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida.
Like ants, like biting. My Aunt Irene?
Oh, yeah, biting. there are millions of them. Campers, there are people that are out, you know, there's still people traveling around in campers, and the ants are getting into the camps. And you put poison out, and apparently these things aren't affected by that. They may kill off some of them, and then they bring more in, and new babies are born. This is a mess. And let's see here. This is very expensive. I'm looking at the story itself. There are people who have woken up to these things crawling around their bodies. Hairy ants. I've never seen a hairy ant before. They're sort of the size of a flea, and they've really become a big problem. One of the things that's happening in our country, and I noticed this, if you look at the situation, is it Montana, where they're having all of the problems with fires and the climate change has changed what happens to a lot of the bugs. Here in New England, for example, we have types of bugs that are killed. If you have a deep freeze, then it kills a lot of bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's desirable, obviously. That's a good thing. Get rid of a lot of these bugs. And then there are good bugs and there are bad bugs. A lot of the beetles that have gotten into the trees, for example, there are beetles that get into the evergreen trees. And so if you look at some of the areas in Montana where they're having all the fires, most of the things that are being, where they're burning, the pine trees and the other trees that are in there have been affected by these bugs coming in. All across the northern Rockies, a whole different kind of bug. And, you can say it's Mother Nature at work, and I guess it is. And whether or not everything is perfect at the time it happens, I guess it depends on whether you're being bitten by some of these bugs or not.
Big hairy ants.
The big hairy ants.
Yucky.
But this is not just a problem in our country. This is a problem around the world. There are more trees. You know, all of the people who say there's a big problem because we have ruined the tree population, that's not true at all. In fact, there are more trees in our country and more trees around the world than there have been in hundreds of years. Trees are coming in, but some of them are being affected by these new bugs. that are around. And it's really, you know, you get at some of this stuff and you see how fragile a lot of the ecosystems are. Back again, we were talking about civics and understanding how the government works. I don't think we're being taught particularly well how to deal with the ecosystems. How, you know, you hear a lot of the people with buzzwords and the folks who are trying to politically use this. But if you set all of that stuff aside, just understanding how the planet works is important. From the simplest, the most basic things of growing a garden, I think that's the best way. Roberta, you grow a garden. Jennifer, you got a little garden.
Yes, I do.
Richie, I don't remember whether you had a garden or not. Don't you have a little garden?
We do a couple potted garden plants.
Yeah, but not you. Don't,
you grow a pot in your garden?
Wait a minute. I thought you had some corn growing around for Sean. Didn't you tell me that earlier?
Tomatoes and peppers.
Yeah. Okay. So at any rate, the kinds of things that we do to encourage people to grow their garden. What was the old, was that Mary Mary?
Well, the victory garden.
How does your garden grow? With
yeah,
silver bells.
Remember the victory garden?
Yeah, the victory
no, silver
garden.
Shells and, no, silver bells and conkle shells, right?
Yeah. Okay,
right.
So here's how foolish we are in this country. This is how foolish we are.
Okay.
Oak Park, is that in Illinois? It is, right?
Michigan.
Okay, there's one in each.
Outside of Detroit.
All right. The lady there named Julie Bass, who has been cited for growing a vegetable garden.
Huh?
Julie Bass has gotten a ticket for growing a vegetable garden.
Why?
She said, we thought we would grow a garden. It was really cool this summer, so the neighbors could see it. The children love it. Children from all over the neighborhood come by and help work in the garden. They've set out in the front of the house. They set out those boxes. You know how the raised boxes? You use those. We did that.
Yeah,
with
those little garden boxes.
Right, yeah, little garden boxes. So they put four of them in their front yard. And now the City of Oak Park Code Enforcement Bureau came to her home and gave her a ticket, charging her with a misdemeanor felony for growing a garden in her front yard. All right? This is, she said, this lady said, we've had this garden in our front yard for years. The city is pointing to a code that says a front yard has to be, have suitable material. In other words, their suitable material is grass, not a garden. So apparently this woman's going to go to court, and I hope she does. She said, if you look at the definition of what's suitable in a Webster's dictionary, it will say common. So if you look around and you look in other communities, what's common is nice grass, beautiful trees and bushes. So says the town. When you look at front yards that are unsightly and overgrown, which is apparently what is also happening in some of these gardens, this is, first of all, how does a city come up with an ordinance to tell you what you can grow in your own yard? You want to grow moss in your front yard. I don't understand how the city has the right to tell you how to do anything. But here's this woman who plants a garden, teaches all the children in the neighborhood how things grow, and she's being cited by these idiots in this town because it doesn't fit the definition of common usage. And this is the kind of stuff we're putting up with all around the country. This is why we need a revolution.
That's
stuff
kind
like
of weird.
This.
Is it a what? Real hoity-toity area?
Oak Park?
Yeah.
Oak Park, Illinois
really.
Is fairly hoity-toity. I don't know what Oak Park, Michigan
well,
is.
Well, Michigan, no, not really. Yeah. Not
right.
Terrible.
But even if it is or it isn't, you know, how is it that they have the right to tell you? If you had cars in your front yard and you were using it as a mechanic pit, then I could see it. But in this circumstance, I don't get it at all. And I think it's just another item that we ought to have in the bag. It's like the police that come along and tell kids they can't sell lemonade because there's an ordinance against it. It's the same Jerkleburgers who are coming up with that kind of stuff. How does that foster or help the country move forward? And by the way, why are you paying somebody to do this? You got enough money in your town to have somebody go around in a car on patrol looking for somebody who's, you know, not living up to the code? You got money to do that in your town? I have money to do. I don't know whether they're doing it in my town or not. I know last year they put on a waste collection watcher who would go around behind the rubbish trucks and see if people put out too much rubbish. If you put out more than 3 bags of rubbish, they give you a $100 ticket.
I like when you say rubbish.
So many people got upset that the woman lost her job and they don't do that anymore. Huh. If you're paying taxes, they're supposed to collect your rubbish. That's what it's about. It's part of the thing.
You just think they have a lot more to patrol than who's putting
out
trash.
Right, exactly. We're the bad guys. Yeah. Right. Okay, anyway, so we've taken care of all of that. In a moment, Roberta is going to help you out. She has a lot of Queen or Cheat deals today, and Jennifer's going to check the television world as well. So that's coming right up here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Find a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus.
Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her. Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Morning routines for families can be stressful enough, even without preparing a great-tasting breakfast. I'm Risa Jill Miller. But now you have a chance to win a morning routine makeover with Simple Morning Solutions from mom of seven and host of the PBS show Hannah Help Me, Hannah Keeley. Smucker's invites you to go to snackandwaffles.com to choose your favorite morning routine personality. One grand prize winner will receive a $5,000 morning routine makeover and one-on-one consultation with Hannah.
Mornings are full of the unexpected. Forgotten homework, spilled milk, and a quick game of hide-and-seek for the car keys. With some simple strategies, such as keeping a supply of heat-and-eat options in the freezer, like Smucker's Snack and Waffles, pre-sweetened waffles, mornings for busy parents can be stress-free.
To learn more and find complete official rules, visit snackandwaffles.com. Contest open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 years and older, void where prohibited. No purchase necessary, ends November 17th.
That could be the most popular out to any commercial around, right? Void where prohibited.
And some restrictions may apply.
Some restrictions may apply. Hi, that's
like
not the case with the Queen of Cheap. There's nothing about her that's void. Maybe a few things
no
ought to be prohibited, but at any rate.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dancing. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Big deals today, Roberta.
Big deals. Let's start with Outback Steakhouse. We have a coupon for you. It's principal, and you can save $5 on 2 entrees. Hey, every little bit helps, and this offer goes until October 14th, so you got some time to take advantage of it. Barnes & Noble's, if you can find one, since they have closed down most of them in New York City.
Borders was in there just trying to get all of the stuff out of them that they could.
Yeah. Barnes & Noble's, if you have one near you, we have a principal coupon for a buy one beverage, get one free at the Starbucks inside of Barnes & Noble, and this coupon expires on the 5th, so make sure you use this right away if you want to. Slow cooker recipes from Family Circle. We've got 15 of them in a free ebook. I love slow cooker recipes, especially now that it's the fall going into the winter, because you can just stick a whole bunch of stuff in a pot in the morning, and by the time you come home from work or your kids come home from school, especially if you're not home, it's great. I do this for Victoria a lot. There's a nice stew-type meal happening in there. And actually, what I do, sometimes I'll start it on Monday, and it'll kind of evolve through the week. So, like, it could start on Monday as beef stew and end up by Friday as clam chowder as you add different things to it. Kind of Doug's version of
okay, don't get carried away.
And we have a free medicine tracker. If you take a couple of medicines every day, you know you want to keep track of when you take them and where you take them and how you take them. It can get confusing at times. Well, thanks to your tax dollars at work, Uncle Sam can send you a nifty medicine tracker. The government publishes one, and you can ask it. It's sent to you free, and we have the link for you there, and one more instance of where your tax dollars go.
That should be we could have a feature. Where are your tax dollars today?
Going? And this is all on the Queen of Cheap website on DougStephan.com.
All right, so let's put up on Facebook, Jennifer, ask people for thoughts about this woman in Oak Park who faces misdemeanor charges for her vegetable garden. What's okay. appropriate use of your land, and get some comments from people, or 800-510-8255. What do you think about that being appropriate or inappropriate use of the tax dollars to supervise what people do in their front yards? We'll see if we get some response to that in a moment here on Good Day.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program, Roberta, Richie, Jennifer, and I with Vegetable Gate.
Vegetable Gate.
Vegetable Gate. We posted on Facebook a question. What was the basic intent of the question, Jen?
Oh, let's see what we said. A woman in Michigan is in trouble for having a garden in her front yard. Do you think your tax dollars should be used to supervise what people do in their front yard?
Hubert says, I don't want to live on this planet anymore. let's see here. Lulu says, I live in an area and support families like this. What I do find offensive is the amount of toxins that people spray on their yards. Wow, that's something I hadn't thought about.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Let's see here. Here's somebody who writes, this is Delbert, who says, I consider the south lawn of the White House to be the front lawn of the White House. If the Obamas can plant a vegetable garden in their front yard, why can't this lady?
There you go.
That's pretty good. That's
a good
friend.
One.
All right. 51 after on Good Day.
My favorite vegetable. Oh, favorite vegetable.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Monday it is. Jennifer Horn is going to find out what's going on in the world. She's already found out. She's going to tell you about the latest television news. I have a great regard for The View and the ladies and their discussions. Actually, last week they were talking about this woman from New York who gave birth at the age of 52. There was apparently an article. Now, wasn't there someone, Jennifer, a couple of years ago, a woman who was 52 or 53 that had a child?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It happened.
Grandmother or something?
Yep. All every right. Once in a while.
So we'll hear the discussion in a moment, and we'll talk about it. And Jennifer's also going to update you on latest television news. 54 past on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Technology has made it possible for women to become moms much later in life. But the question really is there like a cutoff point?
Well, menopausally, yes. I mean, there is a point where biologically you can't have them and you don't have any eggs.
Not naturally. No, I mean, not regularly, but can they implant? I mean, can you be 70 and they can put eggs in?
Well, a lot of times what they do is because a man, his sperm is good for eons and eons.
Well, he got two or three left at least. We don't have any eggs
men,
left.
Men can create babies up until in their hundreds, but they usually take the men's sperm and a donor egg. Egg, as opposed to the older woman's egg. But I think, like you're talking about a cutoff time, because it's not only you're having a baby at 52, but at 55, are you still going to be able to, with the energy to handle a child?
Yes, who's
and,
a child?
And to
raising.
Discipline a child and raising a child.
It depends on the person. I don't think
some people can.
Too late.
No, I don't.
Well, they say that a child.
You're having a bit. Wait.
No, I'm not.
That's not.
No, you're tired.
Right, but you have money, and then you can pay somebody to help you.
Yeah, but... I was going to say, they say most... There was in a study, it said that most people in their 50s who have children are typically wealthy, because to do egg donor surrogates, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
So it's pretty expensive, but they're saying that a child who is born to parents in their 50s or older, they're looking at, in the next 25 years, you know, when they're 25, they're not going to have their parents.
Except that we are discovering that people are living... you know, 10, 20, 30 years longer. And that 80 now does not look like 80 when I was a little kid. Because 80-year-old people were like this when I was little. Now they're like, hello.
Yeah. They have both.
They're having sex. They're running around. So, you know, you might be able to.
All right.
What do you think? You were kind of like in a position where you might have been interested in a kid, right?
Yeah. I think that it's the individual's choice. I think that society sticks its nose into too many things that are none of its business. And there are too many broad strokes of the brush when it comes to this sort of thing. There, as the ladies pointed out, a lot of women who are 55 are full of energy, full of the ability, even if they don't have a nanny around. I think it's ageism. It's ageist. You know, we talk about racist. Well, you apply the same thinking to people who are older. And that's easy for me to say because I'm getting older, but I still think those people who think people ought not to do this, or they can't do that, or they shouldn't be allowed to do it because of their age, there's an ageist thing there, and I resent it, actually. I think you can do whatever you want to do if you put your mind to it, and that doesn't mean that we should be responsible as a society. If it screws up, you're responsible for what you do or what you don't do, but to just say people ought not to have a child... That's statism as well. That's ageism. It's statism. It's the state taking over everything in our lives, which we got too much of.
So, you want some TVism now?
Television news, Jen Jen.
All right, some big news. Arrested Development was a very popular show with a huge cult following, and there has been a lot of rumor lately, a lot of chat, that there is going to be a big screen version of Arrested Development. Well, we found out a little bit more. There is a movie coming along, but first, Netflix and Showtime have just signed a deal. There's going to be a 9-10 episode run of Arrested Development on Showtime before the movie is released. So that's good news for the fans of that show. Also, always like to throw it back to some of my favorite old sitcoms. The Dick Van Dyke Show is celebrating 50 years on TV, so TV Land has added it back to the lineup starting today.
Cool.
And Up All Night with Christina Applegate has added Jason Lee to the cast, Maya Rudolph's boyfriend.
Yeah. Speaking of Up All Night, Jonathan Brandmeier, disc jockey from Chicago, started a late night after Carson Daly's show on NBC. Pretty interesting, talented guy. So that's the scoop. Another hour of conversation is history. Check it out online at Doug Steffen.